The NFHS Women's Leadership Family would like to welcome Donna Polk, the Executive Director of the Delaware Interscholastic Association. Donna, thank you for joining us. We appreciate you giving up some time so we can get a chance to know you.
Thank you. I'm definitely enjoying the opportunity to share my little story and being here with you today.
Okay, let's get started. As an executive director, tell us how you get started, your day. How do you start your day?
Wow, depending on the day, but a lot of times it's starting out with checking email, checking to see what's going on for the day with my schedule, but just trying to debrief at the beginning of the day, driving into work. If I'm driving into work and not working from home, just trying to be, you know, have a peaceful mind to go in. To just be relaxed as much as I possibly can, to ensure that I'm not, you know, allowing stress to get in the way of that. I don't drink coffee. So everybody asked me, how do you kind of get your day going? Usually I'm drinking water, sometimes tea every now and then. But usually that's my day, is probably drinking water, no coffee, and listening to some soft music, usually jazz instrumental. Okay. To get my day going.
Wonderful. As an executive director of an interscholastic association, did sports play any role in you getting this position or just in your background?
Yes, actually, I've probably been involved in sports my entire life, starting out with Little League, playing baseball with the guys, because of course they didn't have softball. For the girls, but starting out at a very young age playing baseball, because I really loved baseball out of all of the sports. And then from there, just, you know, junior high playing sports, three sport athlete. I was played field hockey, basketball, and softball, and did that through middle school, high school, two sport athlete in college, played travel softball as an adult for 20 years. So yeah, it's kind of ingrained in me. I coached basketball. So yeah, sports was just, it's probably a part of my life, and I enjoy it. And it definitely was a factor in wanting to be in this position.
Awesome. You mentioned college. What college did you go to, and what two sports did you play?
I went to Columbia Union College. It's now called Washington Adventist University. Mm-hmm. But I participated in basketball and softball when I was in college.
Awesome. Awesome. Wonderful. Wonderful. What does it mean to be the executive director of the Delaware Interscholastic Athletic Association?
Wow. You know, it means a lot, because being the first African-American and then being the first female, that means a lot within itself. So, and then this is Black History Month. So it really does mean a lot. It's an opportunity for me. I came back to Delaware in 2015. So I wanted to continue to stay in sports. I didn't know if I was going to remain in Delaware. I shared with my mother that I would give her a year after being gone for 30 some years that I came back. I would give her a year. And while I was here, this opportunity as the coordinator position with DIAA became available, and I applied for it, had nothing to lose. And then it eventually led me into this position. So it means a lot. It means a lot that, one, I'm the first woman, I'm the first African-American. And then I always want to be able to be in a position to impact young people. And this is definitely an opportunity to be able to do that, you know, for the whole entire state. You know, being in this position to see, you know, young ladies see someone that looks like them. Just to be an example and a role model, it means a lot. I'm fully aware that I have a lot of people that did this before me, that paved the way for me. So I'm definitely blessed for that. But it means a lot to be able to be in this position.
Awesome. Congratulations to you to be a first and to wear that badge with honor and want to give back to young ladies that look like you.
Yes.
Thank you for that. Tell me, who do you think is your biggest fan, your biggest supporter?
Probably my mother. She's just happy. She doesn't completely understand what an executive director does for DIAA. She's constantly hearing one of her church friends always is sharing, oh, well, I saw your daughter in the paper. She was doing this and that. And she just doesn't comprehend everything I'm doing. But she is my biggest supporter, along with my brothers. My mom is probably my biggest supporter in everything that I've done throughout life. And she's always very encouraging. I would say my mother.
This might be a tough question, but I'm going to go for it. What thing about yourself would you most like to improve?
Let's see. To not be so trusting. Very trusting, very forgiving. Learning how to navigate in that world of knowing who to trust and who not to trust is probably something that I'm working on improving right now, to just better myself professionally, personally as well. So I would say the discernment.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I respect that. On a lighter note, you talked about baseball and Little League. So I'm sure you're familiar with the pros. They usually have a walk-up song as they're going to the plate. Tell me what would be your walk-up song.
Oh my goodness. No
coming
idea.
Coming to the plate.
Oh my God, I'm trying to remember. I don't know. Let's see. Oh goodness.
How about this?
Say that again.
How about this? Tell me your favorite concert that you ever attended.
Oh my goodness, my favorite concert. I'm not a concert person, but Will Downing.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Smooth jazz, little R&B twist. Okay, I can relate. Good deal. Good deal.
Yeah. To get back at that, I always had my players whenever we had Midnight Madness or anything. I always had my players pick my song. So
I'm sure they came up with some good stuff.
They did.
Good deal. Okay. What two things most recently have you scratched off your bucket list? And what is the one of them that's remaining that you're urgently wanting to scratch off?
Let's see. Well, I need to scratch off getting my doctorates.
Woo-hoo!
Yes, I need to scratch that. I need to do that. What have I recently scratched off? I've always said I wanted to have be the athletic director at a most of my background in athletics was in college, mm-hmm. and I wanted to become an athletic director either at a Division II or Division I school. So this to me is that comparable, being the athletic director over the state. So I can, I guess, say I'm checked that box a little bit to a degree.
Absolutely. Claim that one.
Yes.
Is there another one that you may have scratched off recently? I know COVID has limited us on what we can do, but some people have been very creative.
Let's see, what else have I scratched off? It's personal, let me see. I don't know.
Okay.
Kind of accomplished the things that I wanted to accomplish in life, and it hasn't been recent, so.
Mm-hmm. That's okay.
Yeah.
Okay. We talked about Black History Month. Obviously, that's where we are currently. And you talked about your role as the executive director and being the first female and Black African American to occupy that role. Can you talk about, we're going into March, and March is Women's History Month. Can you talk about what Title IX means to you?
Wow. Means opportunity. it, you know, represents struggle. It represents success as well. The hard work that people before me have put in, I have not gone through most of the struggles that they have to allow me to even be in the position that I'm in, to have the opportunities to even hold the positions that I've had. So for me, Title IX is really the opportunity to even be able to be in a position to continue that path, to continue that walk. A lot of the older young ladies, I will say, women that I'm encountering even now in Delaware, were definitely happy to see a woman in the position. And, you know, they reminded me that of the struggles that they went through. And I really feel appreciative and I really feel obligated to them to be able to make sure that I'm representing well and that I'm doing the things that put me in this position to show that I'm capable of doing it. So it's definitely having that opportunity.
Wonderful. So let's go into the future. If a young person, a young lady specifically, is coming to you and say, what do I need to do to take your job when you're leaving? What advice would you give her?
What I would say is surround themselves around good people. Make sure that they're taking advantage of every door that's possibly there to be open. Learn as much as they possibly can as they're going through high school. Connect with their athletic director at the high school level once they get in college. Really try and find a mentor or someone that they really trust and believe in as a female to understand the roles that they're in. What do they need to do to try and navigate through the athletic world? I would really tell them, especially in high school, to try and connect with their coaches. And one of the things I think that I learned the most, and in my field hockey coach, I definitely communicate with her a lot now because she's on some of the committees within our association. And that's one thing that I can say, being around her in high school, being her teacher's assistant, definitely allowed me the opportunity and desire to want to follow in her footsteps in regards to being a coach, being a mentor, just being there for, you know, her students when like she was for me. So I would definitely say connect, understand what your coaches are doing when you are playing for them. So I would encourage them to do that.
Wonderful. Thank you.
Yes.
I'm going to have you put your executive director hat back on. So if you had an extra, let's say 100,000, well, let's make it 400,000 in your budget, how would you spend it and why?
Wow. Definitely would look at adding a staff person. Definitely would look at that. And then I have to find ways to sustain it every year. But looking at software to allow our office to be a little bit more efficient. So I would definitely look at the different software, even from like compliance management to some of our sport management systems that we need to ensure that we're just being a little bit more efficient for our member schools as we operate our day-to-day activities. So those would probably be the biggest two, but the staff person is number one, and then finding, purchasing software that will help our workflow processes in the office be a little bit more efficient.
Wonderful. Keep that executive director hat on. What is the one thing you wish you had known when you began your career as the executive director?
That you never know what you're going to walk into day in and day out. I don't know. I guess athletics is not like, I don't look at it as a job. I look at it as it's a joy for me, even though the struggles we went through for COVID, mm-hmm. I revert back to my athletic days, and you just learn to pivot and move and try to figure it out. So I guess, you know, just being learning to be prepared mm-hmm. for those challenging days when you really just have to figure it out. But that's just part of an athlete. So I'm trying to think of a good one.
So is it more prepared? Is it being prepared mentally or being prepared physically?
I think both of them go hand in hand, because if you're mentally prepared, you physically will be taking care of your body and not allowing stress to overtake your body in that way. And that is one, actually, work-life balance. Mm-hmm. If I could think of something right now, it would be learning how to navigate through the work-life balance and not allowing work to really consume you. And that is something that I'm still struggling with, but I think that right now, I wish someone kind of really said, hey, make this a priority. Probably almost 18, 20 years ago, to say, don't let work consume you. Okay. But yes.
Okay. Let's switch gears a little bit. If you could go to dinner with anyone, who would it be and why?
Let's see. Michelle Obama.
Okay.
And the reason for that is because, one, she was a great, I think, role model throughout her tenure as first lady. And then to be able to just pick her brain on how she was able to maneuver in the world where she may not have always wanted to be there. Because politics is a crazy world, and just how to navigate through the politics and maintain who you are. And I think she appeared to do that well. So that I would say Michelle Obama.
Would be interesting to hear her her words of wisdom as to how do you navigate the way she did so well. Yes. And eloquently.
Yes.
Let's go into our rapid fire questions.
Okay.
And basically, there will be two choices, and you can obviously decide that neither one of them works for you, and that'll be fine. And if you choose to elaborate on any of the ones that you do select, we'd like that too. So I'm just gonna fire away. A Snickers bar or banana?
Hands down, Snickers bar. Even to this day, that's my guilty pleasure. Even to today. So I would say definitely a Snickers bar.
That was so random. I had no clue that Snickers bar was a thing. How about breakfast, lunch, or dinner?
Before you go, you know how people say I need to go home and take get a glass of wine?
Uh-huh.
For me, I need a Snickers bar.
Hilarious. Okay, how about breakfast, lunch, or dinner?
Breakfast, hands down.
Okay. Blazer or a hoodie?
Blazer.
All right. Window or the aisle seat?
Window.
A Zoom meeting or in-person meeting?
In person.
Fly or drive?
Fly.
What's the best way to listen to music? Is it headsets, car, Bluetooth, record player?
Yeah, Bluetooth. The way everything is now, Bluetooth.
Denzel or Idris?
Ooh. Ooh. Idris.
Facebook, Instagram, or TikTok?
Facebook.
Waffles or pancakes?
Ooh, pancakes.
Homemade?
Yeah.
Okay. Texting or talking?
Texting.
Christmas, Thanksgiving, or your birthday?
Birthday.
Chicken or steak?
Chicken.
Pumps or sneakers?
Pumps.
Newspaper, magazine, hard copy, or online?
Online.
Los Angeles or New York?
New York.
Beyonce or Diana Ross?
Beyonce.
Honda or Big Mercedes? Five.
A Benz.
Okay. Sunset or sunrise?
Sunrise, because I'm alive.
All right now. Uno or Monopoly?
Uno.
A live play or a movie?
Live play.
I think I know the answer to this one, but I'm going to ask it anyway. ESPN or HGTV?
Ooh.
Oh.
HGTV.
All right. I didn't know.
I believe I watch more HGTV than I do ESPN.
Right. Awesome. Popcorn or chips and salsa?
Popcorn.
How about a hike or swimming?
A hike. Can't get my hair wet.
Hilarious. Well, I know the answer to this one is Snickers, but Snickers is not an option. So beer or wine?
Wine. Never drank beer.
Dogs or cats?
Neither. If I had to choose, a dog.
Okay. Receive a gift or give a gift?
Give.
And how about Pepsi or Coke?
Ugh. Pepsi, I guess. I don't really drink soda, so Pepsi.
And the last one, pie or cake?
Cake.
What Chocolate. Flavor?
Chocolate.
All right now. Well, that concludes all the questions that I had. I hope you had fun. Feel free to share anything that we didn't draw out in this interview for our audience that you would like.
Let's see. I would say always be intentional in your purpose and always live life to the fullest, because you never know when it's your last day. Always enjoy family, enjoy friends, and always be happy.
Yay. Well, on behalf of the NFHS Women's Leadership Family, thank you so much for your time. I know your schedule is very busy, and we are grateful that you've taken the time with us today.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Very much enjoyed myself, but probably should have opened up a little bit more. I guess that's the one thing somebody probably should have told me is to just open up a little bit more. I'm very shy, so, but I appreciate the opportunity, and hopefully you were able to get to know Donna a little better.
Thank you.
Thank you.